We'd like to hear Alex Finter, who's out of town, and we have Councilmember Scott Summers joining us by phone. Councilmember Summers?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
All right, thank you. All right, tonight the invocation will be given by Rabbi Bonnie Koppel with Temple Chai, and following her invocation will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Boy Scout Kaden Knopf from Troop 956. Please rise for the invocation.
Please join me in prayer. Holy God, as we gather together this afternoon, we pause to acknowledge your presence, inspiring us with the highest vision of ourselves. To be a leader is to act with righteousness. We pray that the leaders of our community be ever cognizant of the need for ethics and justice in all aspects of our lives. Bless them with wisdom and strength to serve the citizens of Mesa with fairness and equality. Guide us towards the creation of a city where the principles of democracy are respected, where the rights of the weak are protected, and where a spirit of harmony prevails. We give thanks for our dedicated leaders who, at considerable sacrifice of time and energy, devote themselves to the good for our citizens and our city. Holy God, bless their deliberations and watch over them and their loved ones today and always. May they be instruments to do your work in our city. Amen.
Please follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. We get the opportunity to recognize amazing members of our community, and so I'd like to turn the time over to my colleague, Councilmember Dave Richens, to recognize a great resident of Mesa.
Yes, I'd like to recognize Lila Shoemaker. You're here. Come on down. Lila Shoemaker is a neighbor of mine who's been a lifelong resident of Mesa. She's a mother of six and a grandmother to 19 grandchildren. And I know a few of them. They're all actually pretty cool. Lila spent most of her life making a positive impact on the Mesa community, including her profession as a reading and math skills teacher at Emerson Elementary, where my children happen to go. And she's also a violin and guitar teacher at Burke Basic Elementary. Her generosity with her time is incredible, volunteering her time to work with the deaf, leading her church choir, and coaching her children in baseball and softball. What does your husband do? Anything? Sorry, Dan, had to harass you a little there.
He made all the money to pay for all.
There you go. She raised four sons who achieved the rank of Eagle Scout, and she has also performed with many Arizona choirs, theater companies, and adult dance troupes. For more than 30 years, she has been a part of American Mothers Incorporated, serving on their state board for 10 years and national board for 7. Their goal is to promote positive mothering and strengthening the moral and spiritual foundation of every family in America, and as a member of the Arizona Mothers of American Mothers. I wanted to congratulate Lila, who has been named Mother of the Year and
Mesa
Arizona resident for Arizona. So congratulations, Lila, and we have a certificate.
Next, it's my privilege to introduce and recognize 15 amazing students who are here with us tonight in the council chambers. They are part of the Mesa Sister Cities Youth Ambassador Program. We have 8 students from our own city of Mesa, 2 from Burnaby, Canada, 2 from Caras, Peru, and 3 from Guaymas, Mexico, some of our sister cities that we have. They will be here for 3 weeks and doing a cultural exchange while some of our students are down in their countries, and we have host families that are hosting the students. They also have the opportunity to go visit the Grand Canyon and visit Sunsplash while they're here. They'll be here for 3 weeks. I'd like to recognize Ana Cadillo, who has helped put the project together, and we're very grateful for the work to build bridges of understanding between all of our countries. After the meeting, Jerns will be taking a photo with the students. So thank you again for being here tonight. Next is to the items on the consent agenda. So I'll turn the time over to Kevin Christopher.
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Vice Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for the International Athletic Sportsmanship Accord Incorporated, one-day charitable event Saturday, July 19th, 1300 South Country Club Drive. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for One Stop Food Mart, 1620 West University Drive. Item 3C, act on restaurant license application for the Beer Research Institute, 1641 South Stapley Drive. Item 3D, act on microbrewery license for the Beer Research Institute, 1641 South Stapley Drive. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase one comparison microscope and one stereoscope for the police department. This purchase is funded by Gilbert Regional Lab Funds. Item 4B, act on three-year term contract for safety supplies for the materials and supply warehouse for various city departments. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase storage network interface cards for the Information Technology Department. Item 4D, act on three-year term contract for barricades and traffic control devices for the Transportation Department. Item 4E, act on contract for odor control project for the Northwest Water Reclamation Plant. This project is funded by the 2010 Authorized Wastewater Bond Fund. Item 4F, act on three-year term contract for replacement filter membrane panels for the Water Resources Department. This purchase is funded by the Greenfield Water Reclamation Plant Partners, 41.8% by Mesa, 39.8% by Gilbert, and 18.4% by Queen Creek. Item 4G, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for water and wastewater laboratory services for the Water Resources Department. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement with the Department of Public Safety through the Victims of Crime Act to accept grant funds for salaries and employee-related expenses for two full-time victim services assistants in the prosecutor's office. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement to accept funds for overtime to enhance DUI enforcement and education. These funds are made available from the DUI Abatement Grant Program with the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement to accept funding for the police department's violent offender unit for overtime. These funds are made available from a high-intensity drug trafficking area grant agreement with the City of Tucson. Item 6A, act on ordinance regarding A14-03, annexing land located north of McClellan Road and east of Alma School Road. This was initiated by the property owners. Item 6B, act on ordinance regarding Z14-035, 1008, 1060, and 1102 West McClellan Road, located south of the Loop 202 freeway and east of Alma School Road, a rezone to establish City of Mesa zoning on recently annexed property. Item 6C, act on ordinance regarding Z14-029, 1008, 1060, and 1102 West McClellan Road, located south of the Loop 202 freeway and east of Alma School Road, rezone and site plan review to allow development of a single residence small lot subdivision. Item 6D, act on ordinance regarding Z14-031, 1542 East Dana Avenue, located south of Main Street and east of Stapley Drive. This request is for a council use permit for a social service facility. Item 7A has been removed from the agenda. Item 7B, act on subdivision plat, Higley Heights Phase 1, the 1200 to 1500 blocks of North Higley Road, located at the northwest corner of Higley and Brown Roads. Item 7C, act on subdivision plat, Mission Heights, the 8600 block of East Desert Lane, and the 8600 block of East Medina Avenue, located east of Haas and south of Baseline Roads. Item 7D, act on subdivision plat, Eagle Ridge and Mountain Bridge, the 8800 block of East Upper Canyon Drive, located north of McKellips Road and west of Ellsworth Road. And item 7E, act on subdivision plat, Bella Victoria, previously Via Escala, 1350 South Ellsworth Road, located east of the 88th Drive alignment, west of Ellsworth Road, north of Garnett, and south of Southern Avenue. Vice Mayor and Council Members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you. Are there any items that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Mickelson, are there any items from the public that they'd like to remove?
No request, Vice Mayor.
Thank you. I have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh and a second by Councilmember Richens. Will you please vote? Councilmember Summers, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
It is 6 ayes and 1 absent, so the consent agenda is passed. All right. The next on the agenda is items from citizens present. Are there any items from citizens present, Ms. Mickelson? Thank you so much. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Second.
A second. All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We will see you in August.